Hello, you're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Jen Cooper. Later in the show, we're going to take you to yesteryear at a tea room at the Victorian Country Inn Bed and Breakfast. But first, I spent a day at Maya Creek, a small commune tucked away in Calwood. I hung out with the owner who says he's building a sustainable community.
There was an old cabin here in the same spot. That's why I built here, because it was already kind of cleared out.
Some may think Tao Wielandamo is a hippie or some other stereotype that comes along with living a self-sufficient lifestyle. But Wielandamo says he is not a hippie, or a dreadhead, as he calls it. Wielandamo works at home for the University of Baltimore, doing web programming, design, and site development.
It pays well, and it allows me to work part-time, and then the rest of the time I spend on construction here.
The 310 acres that is Maya Creek is actually a part of a land trust. The property can never be sold for a profit. It can only be donated.
And then you can go further back. There's a lake that's about an acre in size.
Several small structures dot the land. There's a common area, a two-story duplex, an old blue camper, a composting toilet, a workshop area, a cozy cabin that's just big enough to house a queen-size bed, and of course there's plenty of land for tents. Wielandamo lives in a small room in a duplex-style home, constructed out of straw bales. The room is small, but it's cozy.
It's kind of clean. So downstairs is kind of like my little office and clothes. This is the second rocket stove I built. So it feeds in on the side. This little bench gets warmed up.
Wielandamo experimented with geothermal heating and cooling and uses the concept in his living space.
I just added what they call an earth tube. It's kind of using the geothermal idea of just burying like a pipe and pulling in outside air, and the earth cools the air.
Since his earth tube experiment was successful, Wielandamo says he plans on adding earth tubes to the rest of his buildings. That's a lot of work for one person, so Wielandamo relies on volunteers who sometimes stay weeks and months at a time.
I've gotten a lot of people from Europe. I had a guy from France here this year, a girl from England, Mexico, Canada, and then pretty much all over the U.S. Most of my volunteers are not local.
Volunteers stay in one of his straw bale buildings, which are coated with earth and plaster made out of a clay-based mud. The buildings are actually powered by electricity, but he doesn't pay an electricity bill. Solar panels generate 800 watts, which are stored in several golf cart batteries to power the buildings. To the right of those batteries, there's a box mounted to the wall connecting the property to high-speed internet. He says it's ironic that he has high-speed internet, but doesn't have a water connection.
Right now, the water comes from the city. I go into Fulton, I put in a quarter in a machine, and it dumps out 60 gallons.
He uses that water for cooking, drinking, and showering. He collects rainwater to wash his hands and dishes. And for flushing toilets, well, he doesn't have one of those. Wielandamo has a composting toilet. Here's how it works. The user puts a paper shopping bag into a bucket, does his or her business, and then covers the waste with enough sawdust to completely cover their business. But despite not having a flushing toilet, Wielandamo lives a relatively normal life. He says he wants others to live a more sustainable lifestyle too. Laura Wacker is a sustainability coordinator for PeaceWorks. She says a sustainable lifestyle is a conscious effort, and it's not difficult to achieve.
A lot of things that people can do, from very simply turning lights off when you're not using a room.
Wielandamo says he wants the idea of sustainable living to become more commonplace instead of an outlier like it is now.
A lot of times when people come out, they're like, oh, this is great, but I could never do this. And that's like, I understand where they're coming from, but once you start, like if they were to spend even a week out here, some of the things like the composting toilet become, they're like, oh, that's not bad at all. I was kind of freaked out, you know, and I hear that a lot.
To Wielandamo, the idea of sustainable living is all about learning new little ways to help out the planet. He plans on building more straw bale houses and eventually turning Maya Creek into a sustainable bed and breakfast. Jen Cooper, KBIA News. Once hailed as a place for the wealthy in 18th century England, tea rooms have found their way into the lives of mid-Missourians, but this time with a twist. KBIA's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson traveled through the time warp of a Hallsville tea room.
And the little dibby tass spoons and also souvenir spoons I use as a place setting. So you may pull up your spoon and see, oh, that was one of presidents.
Sitting at the end of a long gravel driveway, the Victorian Country Inn Bed and Breakfast is a massive Victorian-styled house. From a time-warped secret passageway that requires all who enter to sign with fake blood, to the intricate designs on the teacups and the big-brimmed hats, the inn seems like a door into the past. Barbara Spencer is the proprietor of the Tea Room. In her best Hollywood Southern drawl, she says the setting is all a part of her character, Miss B.
I'm a woman with many hats, and so I am a busy bee, or Ms. B for short. When you use the Southern drawl, you can drink virgin mint julep tea, and it tastes better. And the guests like it.
By now, you won't be surprised to know that growing up, Spencer loved to play dress-up. But like most girls, she felt she never had enough time.
So that's why I'm into the dress-up with the tea parties. I think I'm going back to my second childhood, I believe. So Miss B is in her second childhood and having a good time with it. A top hat and cane with my grandfather's initials on it.
The land the house sits on belonged to her great-great-grandfather, who moved from Kentucky to Hallsville in 1896. In an effort to keep a piece of history, she moved from Columbia to Hallsville and bought the land from her father. But there was an ending to this personal history that not even Miss B knew. She would marry the boy next door, who also bought a piece of the family land from her dad.
My parents introduced us, so 3 years later, after dating, and we would have tea or drink on the dock, and we date for 3 years, and I married the man next door for love and land.
When she and her husband built the tea room, she had one ambitious goal in mind, improving the world's etiquette.
I decided I'd start tea parties for little girls and debutantes and teach them manners and teach them the language of the Victorian fans, and they would dress up in hats and beautiful dresses. And I always served tea and scones or cakes.
Although the fun and games started out with just young girls, Spencer found that grown-ups wanted to have some fun, too.
I have an array of birthday.
The tea room offers a variety of teas, such as English European, Victorian Earl Grey, mint julep, and Spencer's signature and favorite tea, creme brulee. But even more eye-catching is the massive collection of tea sets. There are dozens, sets of sets, but the true spirit of the tea room lies with its community collaboration. With the help of local artists, Spencer has been able to enact all of her big ideas about bringing the glamour and the traditions of the past into the present day, in the middle of Missouri. Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson, KBIA News.
That's Off the Clock this week. I'm Jen Cooper. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.